Welcome back to Discover the Finger Lakes. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's saverlife.com. And places are reopening as the phased reopening continues. It's kind of exciting to see some of the places like the Strong Museum and Genesee Country Village Museum, the Memorial Art Gallery. Now, many of these places are opening for members initially. Keep that in mind. But that also means you could join and become a member at this time, and they would love to have memberships increase at this point. Some of them, like the Memorial Art Gallery, have right now, you make a donation or join membership, the amount that you donate or the amount of your membership will be tripled by the Protect the Arts campaign, and the board also contributing $2 for every $1 you give through June 30th. So only a few more days of that, but again, a chance to really significantly magnify your donation or membership to the Memorial Art Gallery. And it is, you know, maybe a special time to go and rediscover the art, the experiences in our local museums, traveling to other states, especially the South or the West. Not a great time to do that. In fact, Governor Cuomo announced travel restrictions on people coming from about 8 states. Now, that includes people from here that go there and then come back. He's very worried about seeing the infection rates increase in New York State after all the work that has been put in to drive them as low as they are. We need to work hard to keep them that way. So it's a good time to rediscover some of our local museums. The Memorial Art Gallery is reopening today to members. Limited capacity. There also are, you know, 6 foot social distancing requirements, and they also encouraging people to wash their hands. You do need to have a mask. That is important. They'll have some smaller class sizes for their creative workshop, so you can get more details on that. I saw a note that the Brown Hound downtown will reopen July 8th. They'll wait till after July 4th weekend and reopen July 8th. Well, that's exciting. One of my favorite restaurants in town, and just love the atmosphere there and their food in particular. And their pastries and cookies and things for their coffee shop at the Brown Hound at the Art Gallery are really phenomenal. So that'll reopen July 8th, and the museum will open to non-members on July 8th also. So right now, Memorial Art Gallery, as of today, is open for members only. And again, limited capacity. And that kind of goes across the board for museums and places around the region. The Genesee Country Village Museum is going to have a welcome back to the public on July 4th weekend. That'll be July 3rd, and it is open for members as of this weekend to go and walk through the village and have a sense of history that's there. It's really it's a fantastic living history museum that we have right here in our own backyard. And it's, again, members only, although members can bring up to 4 friends. So you can go with a member this weekend through tomorrow. But starting July 3rd, they'll have it open to the public once again. And I saw a note that they're summer camps will begin July 20th. So these are not overnight camps, which are not being allowed in New York State this summer, but there are day camps starting July 20th through August 21st. And our daughters did quite a few years of summer camps at the Genesee Country Village and Museum, and really loved it. It's such a great chance to connect with history, but also be outdoors and learn about nature and become more closely connected to the museum. You really discover just how hard the museum works and their staff and their volunteers to make it as authentic an experience as possible. There are literally dozens and dozens of structures and gorgeous historic homes and barns, etc., that are part of the Genesee Country Village Museum. And you need to get out and see it. It's only 25 minutes from downtown. It's a kind of a pretty drive down through Scottsville, and you might want to stop in Caledonia and Mumford while you're there, just to see the beautiful old villages. And then, again, Genesee Country Village and Museum open for members and several friends, up to four friends, this weekend, the general public starting July 3rd. The George Eastman Museum, is not open to the public at all or to members right now. They are finishing a new visitors center entrance to the museum. It's going to be spectacular. This was in the works long before the coronavirus and the lockdowns and things. They opened briefly in March for their Dutch connection, but then just because this visitor center connects to so many parts of the museum and the Dryden Theater, they have been shut down as that work is wrapped up. So later in July, probably the last I heard, is when the Eastman Museum will be looking to reopen. It's kind of a glass entrance now that they've been working on, and I've been meaning to get over and look at it. I'm not even sure you can drive through the parking lot though to see it. Just maybe take a walk through the neighborhood and see if I can get a preview of what that new visitor center looks like. It's on the side where the main parking is. In the past, the entrance has been over on the University Avenue side of the building, and which, you know, during nice weather wasn't a problem to walk around to that side of the building, but during the winter, it can be a long, windy, and cold walk. So I think they're pretty excited to have this new area, new entrance, and it's right at the Dryden Theater, so that also helps to protect people as they're waiting to go in the theater to see movies, looking forward to them showing movies again, because they have such a unique selection of movies. I'm not sure what the schedule will be like when they reopen, but in the past, that's been some relatively new movies, lots of older movies, some silent movies from around, right, from the United States, but also from around the world. We are very, very fortunate to have the Eastman Museum right in Rochester. There are only a few film collections, anything like this, around the United States, and very, very few around the world. So it's, and the Dryden Theater, they have renovated several times over the last couple of decades, and it's really a beautiful place to see a movie. Again, there'll be social distancing restrictions in place, no doubt, when they reopen, but at some point later in July is the goal at this point. They haven't announced a date, as far as I know. But basically, and by the way, there some of the museums are doing timed entrance admission. So Strong Museum, that is open for members only now through July 10th. And these are time sessions. So when you buy your tickets, I would do that in advance, online perhaps, and keep in mind that some museums will have time sessions. I think some of them may institute that depending on the number of people that show up. It's hard to predict how many people will go to the Memorial Art Gallery today, for example, of the members, or when they open July 8th to the general public. So it's kind of a learning experience for everyone. And as I've said, with stores and restaurants, wineries, etc., be patient, be empathetic, considerate, and realize that they are doing the best they can within the parameters that have been set by the state and whatever other parameters, you know, whether it's the State Liquor Authority or Monroe County Health or, you know, any number of other regulatory agencies and organizations that all of these businesses and museums and wineries, etc., are trying to work within. They're trying to keep you safe. They're trying to sanitize, to keep social distancing. They're wearing masks. And all of this poses challenges to what they are used to doing. And so, you know, some of them won't get it right. And that's why I say be considerate, be empathetic, and realize that 99% of the time, I think, they are doing their best. And, you know, if their best is not good enough for you, you know, go back a different time. Go back when they're not as busy. And go back when they've, you know, gotten their act together more, perhaps. But again, it's realizing how challenging this is for small businesses in particular, and how challenging it is for ordinary consumers. So I think I mentioned last weekend, you know, several business owners sent out posts about customers that came in and were irate because they didn't have their regular hours, because they couldn't get to everything they wanted to in a store, because things were different. On both sides, you know, the customers may be overreacting because of stresses in their lives. Business owners may be frustrated because, you know, they're losing money, even though they're open, even with the restrictions that are in place now, they may not be able to make money. They're trying to survive until they can have regular hours, have 100% capacity of a restaurant. All of these things are evolving, and that's a frustrating process. So, you know, take a step back if you're frustrated or someone else is frustrated, and try to think about them and what might be happening in their lives. And again, maybe it's just not the right day to go to that business or that museum or whatever the organization might be. But, you know, read the national news, and I feel very grateful that we're in New York State and in the Northeast right now, which has infection rates low, and the possibility of using contact tracing and testing to keep those levels low, that will not be easy. As other states have shown who thought it was easy, it is not easy, and they are, I think, going to regret those decisions. But for now, right here, we're in a good, relatively good place. We just have to keep it that way. If you have comments and questions, you can email me, michael@saverlife.com. You can find last week's shows and the shows from earlier this morning on my website, so you can go back and listen to them anytime. Please let friends and family, other people you know that might have listened to my shows, let them know that they're available online. And again, you can send me photos anytime, michael@saverlife.com. Today until 3 o'clock, the Master Gardeners of Cornell Cooperative Extension are having their annual plant sale. This is at their headquarters, so that's up on St. Paul, just barely north of the zoo entrance on St. Paul Boulevard, and it's 9 to 3 today. That's so there is some rain we had earlier, and there may be some later this afternoon, but rain or shine, they're doing this, and right now the sun is out, so head up to St. Paul Boulevard and check out their annual plant sale. With the rain that we've had, it's nice weather to put plants in the ground. Maybe you wait a day so that the ground's not too wet. But the Master Gardeners started planning last summer and last fall for what they would grow for their annual plant sale. They were dividing plants, putting them in pots so that they were ready to go for their plant sale. And this would normally have been in May at the Lilac Festival. They would sell into the big tent. And so they had a lot of these plants all ready to go before the shutdown. And I'm glad that they're able to do this plant sale. It's one day only, 9 to 3 today, at their headquarters, which has some pretty gardens, and the Seneca Park Zoo has reopened on a limited basis. I'm not sure if that's members only right now, but the Seneca Park, which is up that way, on that same road that the zoo entrance is on, is Olmsted, Frederick Law Olmsted Design Park. Very different than Genesee Valley and Highland Park. It is more rugged, more natural in a sense, really. And one of the last times I was up there, I saw a bald eagle flying through the River Gorge in Seneca Park. So I would guess that there are probably fewer people at Seneca Park than there are at places like Highland Park, if you want to get out and explore. Again, a beautiful area designed by Frederick Law Olmsted. Saw a few old photos from the Rochester Museum and Science Center's Albert Stone collection of Seneca Park, and so the old swimming area there, and did cool old photos. Fun to look back on those. You can access a lot of those through the Rochester Public Library website. Or search online, you'll probably find them fairly easily, and maybe check out some of those old photos before you go to some of the parks or other places around our area, just for kind of context and fun to kind of see what they used to look like and what they look like these days. I tend to spend a lot of time in Genesee Valley Park because I live nearby, and we're just out having a picnic under one of the big oak trees, probably planted by Frederick Law Olmsted. I don't think they were original to the site, but it was 100 plus years ago it was designed. So great old oak trees to hang out under in Genesee Valley Park. Oh, if you find some cool places to visit, some beautiful areas, email me, michael@saverlife.com. If you are out and you don't recognize some trees or plants, or if you're wondering if they're poison ivy, also send me a note. I probably can't get back to you instantly about whether it's poison ivy. So, if you're out hiking and you touch something and you want to know right away whether it's poison ivy, you may be able to search online for photos. Some of mine actually come up when you when you do that. But if you're walking around your yard and you see some things that could be poison ivy, there's a decent chance it actually is poison ivy. So it's worthwhile to take some photos and email me and try to avoid some itching experiences this summer. On the gardening show this morning, I talked a little bit about giant hogweed toward the end of the show. That's something you need to be aware of, especially if you're out hiking and looking for, you know, places that are lesser known, lesser traveled, just so there's fewer people around. It's important to be aware of what some of these plants like poison ivy and giant hogweed look like, because the ramifications for contact with them are, with giant hogweed, potentially devastating. So look it up. It's more about awareness, and that's really crucial. As the shutdown continues to be loosened and reopening continues, there'll be more options of places to go, but as I said a few moments ago, consider becoming a member of some of these museums and places in our area. Not only do you get in early before they open the general public right now over the next couple of weeks, and in the case of the Memorial Art Gallery, sometimes your donation or membership can be doubled or tripled. That one, and if you do that before June 30th or by June 30th, but also it's a show of support and confidence, and you should, even if we didn't have the shutdown and this period of economic turmoil, if you can afford it, you should consider becoming a member of some of our museums. Maybe it's the Rochester Contemporary Art Center downtown, ROCO. Maybe it's a small historical society in your town or village, or maybe it's a historical society that's you have some connection with, but you don't live in that area anymore. Donations and memberships right now are crucial. A lot of these, or most all of these museums, have had no income for the last several months, quite a few months actually. And yet they've had a lot of expenses. They have to maintain the buildings, heat them, their staff, there's security. There's all kinds of expenses that they've had, and really virtually no income. So your membership right now or donation can have a really big impact. And it doesn't have to be lots of money. It can be just ordinary individual membership level, family level, whatever, might be $50, might be $80, or maybe it's just a $25 contribution. But these even small amounts matter a lot. And the development directors, the financial staff, they know how dire the circumstances are right now in the economy, and how difficult it is for people to make donations and to pay for memberships. So they appreciate them even more. So look around, places that maybe you've wanted to get to know but just haven't. Maybe now's the time to join. Maybe it's time to rejoin some of the places you've been a part of. But again, consider that. Especially right now, we really can't afford to go backwards in terms of a shutdown. So I'm hopeful that people will see what's happening in other states and realize that if we just wear masks and practice social distancing, we can keep this at a low level. We can keep our economy reopening and expanded. And we don't have a choice, as we see what's happening, and infection rates rising in something like 30 states. And they will probably go up with a reopening in New York State. But if we do this carefully and slowly, and they're doing contact tracing, and people are self-quarantining, we can keep this from getting out of control. We can continue with reopening and get back to something more normal. If you know of some places reopening that maybe I haven't heard, haven't mentioned, send me a note. In the last hour, I said one of our listeners had mentioned Mill Creek Cafe in Honeoy, and not Honeoy Falls, but Honeoy, as a cool place to stop and some really good food. So I love getting feedback from our listeners about those little places that probably will never advertise in a way that general public will hear about them. It's only word of mouth, and you know, places like this that you'll find out about some of these small gems that are waiting to be discovered. We will be back tomorrow with The Grapevine, 9 a.m. tomorrow, the show about wine, generally local wines, but some details about wines from around the world. And again, past shows are available at saverlife.com. Have a great day. Michael Warren Thomas here, and we'll be back tomorrow with The Grapevine and saverlife.com.